Go Loud.
I saw you and went on a date.
Yeah.
We haven't asked you anything about it, so this is us getting the first time.
We need to be filled in.
I think they're trying to be funny by being mean. I like when guys are like kind of mean to me, like, as in not.
I don't know about that.
No. I walked in, the first thing he did was stood up, gave me a hug, and was like, "You look absolutely stunning." No, like, it was so.
He has a book.
He literally has a book.
Secret code.
He
book.
Knew what to do.
Welcome to Home I Drink with Charlene and Ellie, our podcast. Can you stop saying that?
It's muscle memory.
Our podcast is.
You've been saying
that
it for 4 years.
Oh my god.
It's easy to kick it off like that, girl.
Does anyone miss it? One like and I'll bring it back.
Yeah.
We have a live show coming up. Woo!
Tomorrow.
Literally tomorrow. If you're listening to this on Wednesday, it's tomorrow. It's in Vicar Street and final tickets are still available. It's the official kickstart of summer. The weather is due to be lovely. We have some really, really, really special guests.
Yes.
We were saying last week that we have some new games. We have Red Pack Radar in real life.
Yeah.
So you're all going to be able to give your input.
You're playing it with us, which I think is going to be really exciting to get all your input on it as well.
We have Secrets in the Stalls.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of new bits. Retired some old things.
Yeah.
We actually used to do Wait Till I Tell You at the live show. Still, if you were here a few years, you'd remember that. We used to tell a story every week.
Yep.
But now we have something a little bit different where we get the guests. Audience members involved.
Yeah.
guests of the show involved. And we get used to basically tell us your wild stories.
Your juicy. I know, yeah.
Hope we don't get cancelled.
Ah, sure, if we do, it'll be fun
if
as well.
We do. I was actually chatting to someone the other day and she said she was at the cancelled podcast, Tana and Brooke, and they don't let anyone be on their phones the whole time.
How do they police that though? Like,
they said, the girl that I was talking to said there's security everywhere. And they really will run over to you, like, if you start recording.
So it must be their own security, like, that they bring around to each show with them.
Yeah.
And if you see any phones. Because you're just still on the sly a little
bit. I know. Like, they must be just.
I have seen people use those pouches. I think Kevin Hart does it, or someone. I seen it on TikTok today. That you have to put your phone into those locked pouches. And it physically does not open
until.
And when it's over.
When
it's over, yeah.
That must be such a big cost.
Also, what if there was an emergency?
Like a metal box for everyone?
It's like the sleeve, but it locks on the top.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, the ones they want to bring in schools.
I think so.
Didn't the government spend billions on them or something?
Yeah. How are they going for you? Let us know.
Yeah, if it's an emergency, like what?
I know, yeah. I don't know. I think you'll always get one person, though, who is able to do a little sly, sneaky.
And even could you not like record on your phone instead of not even video?
Just
like
listen to it. Yeah.
Because apparently they like proper out people and like. Like, go ham. Like, they're called the cancel podcast for a reason.
Like, yeah, you'd get the actual goss.
They don't really care about getting cancelled.
Really?
No.
You'd get the goss at that. I'd say it'd be like years ago, though. Do you remember when you used to get pirated DVDs?
Yeah.
You used to see people walking across
the street. People walking across the street. Was that someone just sitting in there recording on their phone?
That was someone.
Used to be so bad.
In the back of the cinema, just recording it. And then selling it at a market a week later.
You'd literally hear people coughing and all.
Yeah.
Anthony and getting up to go to the toilet, like
so funny, like
oh my god! I remember we used to have. Do you remember the movie The Magic Roundabout?
No,
that's what it was called in the magic something. But like the version we had was like it was for people who are blind.
Okay,
so it would tell you what each character is doing along with like the words.
Oh,
but, like the pirate version was that. So we like every time we watched it was like it would like tell you
what's
like,
going on.
Yeah, he's like moving across the screen. All
oh
mad.
My god.
It proper was so descriptive, like, but that was our version that we had. It's one I remember the most.
Is it?
Having, yeah.
I just remember seeing little figures walking across and being like, ah, here.
Yeah.
Could you not wait?
Great, because back then, there was no other way to get things.
No. You didn't have internet like you do now.
No, you wouldn't be able to get things that weren't out yet.
No.
In cinema. These might be like from America and all.
Yeah, like there was no dodgy boxes around then. Not saying that.
I feel like there was a dodgy box. I remember I had a dodgy DS game.
Oh.
That was like all the games in one. Do you remember that?
No.
Yeah.
I never had it, but I think I remember them.
Because DS games were so expensive.
Weren't like, they? For what they were.
Even looking back, they were expensive. Like, it's not, you don't really look back at something like that was actually, they were actually a rip off. Like €50, I feel like. Maybe. And that's before inflation.
And you'd lose them all the
yeah,
time.
Yeah, but I got this one chip or whatever it's called and it had every game on it and my dream was made. Like I could play whatever I wanted.
You need to root out your Nintendo one day.
I don't have it anymore.
Oh, did you get rid of it?
Probably sold it on eBay.
I wonder if mine's still in the attic. My little dog is definitely
Nintendo dog, yeah.
gone.
If I still had mine, I would so
oh, yeah.
play it. Maybe I should get one.
A DS?
I feel like it would really be switch off time for me. Because it's not like a phone.
No, yeah, just play a few games.
What is a DS these days?
Bit of Mario Kart.
I'm looking up.
Are you? Yeah, but it needs to be the newer one.
Really?
Yeah, with the little cards.
Switch?
No, no, no.
Oh.
Do you remember there was an old DS and it was the games you put in the back of it were thicker blocks?
Oh, yeah, and now they're what, thin?
Yeah, and then there was a newer version of it and
oh.
it was skinnier. And like...
Oh, DS Lite.
Yeah, is that what it was?
Oh my God, Nintendo DS Lite. 100... Oh, you can get one for €85 on CEX.
Not bad.
Oh my God, that's just bringing back all the memories.
Oh, the noise.
€85. I need to get it. You will see me around with Nintendo DS. Imagine on the plane and all, like...
Yeah.
Mine and my dog.
Because it's so hard to actually be on your phone and say, right, I'm going to switch off. You can't.
No.
You're still scrolling and things coming through. Whereas if you had physically another thing. I used to love my PSP. Had a pink one.
I didn't have a PSP.
Oh, I loved
pink
it.
Pink one?
Yeah, and I used to go on the internet on it. And I used to watch YouTube and all.
Yeah, I feel like PSPs are very advanced compared to a DS.
Yeah. And I used to love playing Grand Theft Auto on it.
Oh.
But I'd just drive around like a sophisticated civilian. And I used to like stop at all the red lights and just drive and look
and
at all the views. Yeah, I wouldn't kill anyone or rob anyone's car.
I used
or anything.
To love The Simpsons Hit and Run. Was it this one?
Yep.
That colour. Oh
and then I left
God.
Out in the rain and my mum absolutely killed me.
£150 you can get that for
is it?
On Amazon.
I think I got it for Christmas.
Wow.
I loved it. It was the coolest thing ever. I had a little pocket and all for it and then left it sitting out in the rain.
I'm so hyper fixated now on that.
Please get a DS.
Maybe, yeah. Or is that or that thing. How do you put the games in for that? Are they circles?
They were DVDs, yeah. Like
yeah,
small
yeah.
DVDs. Yeah. And they went into the side.
Oh my God, I can't think of anything else until I have this. And Cooking Mama I used to burn.
Oh,
always.
Cooking Mama.
I never knew what the word saute meant. And I used to be like, soaked. What the fuck is soaked? Like, it'd be like, soaked the veg.
Soaked the onions.
And I thought you had to create them. But obviously yeah. now I know when you saute them, it's just a little fry.
Yeah, yeah,
that's
yeah.
That's why they always burn.
Oh.
She'd always be going mad at me. She'd come in screaming like...
She was always on a mad run to my
Oh, was our Club Penguin guards.
Oh. That was on the computer, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you could buy like an upgrade every month for, and get like a nice igloo and all. But then if you ever stopped your membership, it would all be gone.
Oh.
All your outfits taken from you like...
Bye.
Goodbye, Club Penguin. I think Club Penguin's gone as well, actually.
Surely.
Yeah.
No one has computers anymore.
No one owns them, yeah.
I have a laptop and I use it for emails. That's it.
Yeah.
I delete everything off it every time I use it. Like,
yeah, I don't know why I have a laptop.
I think I got it for when I was doing YouTube more and I was editing
yeah,
videos and stuff.
Yeah.
But I've had it, I think I've had that one for like 8 years. But every time I download something on it or like if I have to save files onto it,
yeah,
I delete them all straight away so there's nothing on it.
There's
you can literally use it for Google.
It's just white.
Yep. Not none
of it. I do like my VAT returns if I'm wanting to, but I have to do them again.
Don't talk to me. If you even mention that to me, I'll actually burst into tears.
It's horrible.
Burst into tears. Anywho.
Anyway. We are continuing on with our mini-series. It's called mm-hmm. Lovebirds. So if you haven't heard one of these episodes yet, if you're new here, maybe from the live show or
yes.
anything else, we have been, the last 2 weeks, this is week three, we're playing Cupid with Ciara Ryan's Love Life.
We'd like to think, yeah, we'd like to think we're
I'm good,
right
like,
at this.
Yeah.
Okay, like,
mm-hmm.
so we're trying to, yeah. Like Shara said, we're trying to really help Ciara.
Find her other half.
Yeah. Really.
Last week, Ciara set up her profile and we asked you to help us fill in the prompt, dating me is like...
Dot, dot, dot.
And we have two options for you that we think were really good. We picked out of the bunch.
Okay.
And yeah.
We got
two. Okay.
So, dating Ciara is like a hot wing, spicy, messy, and will make you sweat.
What do you think of that one, girl?
What do you think of that, like?
Good.
Isn't it?
You like that one?
Yeah, that is good. I don't know if I'd put it on my profile. People would be like, what the fuck?
Like a hot wing?
Like,
what?
It's funny.
Yeah, it is funny.
It's not like, you wouldn't be like, that's someone's being dead serious.
Yeah.
True.
No, it does make sense. And then the next option you have is dating Ciara is like an ice cold, full fat Coke with a hangover. Refreshing, satisfying, and get you ready for round two.
Oh!
Okay, which one would you more likely to use?
I don't know. Well, like, if I said maybe Coke Zero, it might make, like, a bit more
sense.
Sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
if they like go into my Instagram, they might be like, oh, gas, maybe she's just like a little. Yeah. The fact that she works with Coke Zero.
True.
Yeah, that's true.
I do like. I have that I'm just a self-employed baddie. So people are like, what do you actually do?
Yeah.
No one knows what I actually do. So maybe if I was like, if I did the Coke
and
one.
Is your, do you link your socials on your Hinge?
No.
You oh, don't do you not?
No.
To look you up.
I don't think so. Anyway, you only get the first name.
Okay.
Oh.
And I think, you only get their first name. You don't get their second name.
Oh. So you kind of look them up.
Well, no, unless you ask.
What's your name?
Yeah, what's your full name?
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that's a bit mad, isn't it?
Some people do have their, like, they have their Instagram info in their prompts, but I heard that, like, you kind of, like, I think, I feel
is
like
that
it's the equivalent. Rule? It's the equivalent to having, like, your Snapchat in your bio.
Oh, you know? Fair. It's like, you don't really do it, like, it's a bit icky, like.
Yeah, yeah, just don't do
it. Yeah. Oh, kind of like, it's kind of like, go look at my Instagram. No. Well,
no. Yeah.
I feel like it's like, look at my Instagram for more. Like, it's too, it's not.
Yeah.
It's done.
It's kind of just like a little bit desperate. So I've heard, I don't know, I don't really know. I'm still new to Hinge.
That's the etiquette.
I'm
trying
to Hinge etiquette. You don't put your socials in your bio. Yeah.
And apparently you don't send a rose. So you can send a rose, okay? And like, you only get one rose. I don't know. I've never sent one because the minute I downloaded it, my friend was like, sending a rose is social suicide. Do not send a rose. Like, do not send one. Like,
oh, really?
Like, literally, she was like, it's the most embarrassing thing you can do. Don't send a rose. So I was like, okay, because a rose means that you like you only get one rose, I think, a week, or you have to buy your rose.
It's like sharing the love on Bebo. You only got three of them.
Yeah. So it's like, you don't like do it.
You have to be very selective. Like.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've gotten a few roses, but then I'm like, wait, so can I, like, are these guys, is this embarrassing for these guys, do I not go there? I don't know.
And has anyone given me a rose that you're like, you're actually all right, but the roses turn me off?
I've been kind of like thrown for a loop with the roses. I prefer when guys send a slide. I actually wrote down a list of things that like guys do, so I'll read them. I think they need to change about their profiles, because like, from a girl's
point of view. Okay.
What I think about their profiles.
Okay. I like that.
But there'll be a really good looking guy and he'll only like my photo or else like one of my prompts and I'll click X on him. But there could be like a medium ugly guy who sends a good slide in and I'll sooner match with him. I'm like, your slide in was funny. It makes sense.
Yeah.
Now I have something to reply to. But if you just like it, like, I have matched with guys who are like they're fucking shredded and I'm like, okay, fine, like,
I don't care what you say.
And then they've like, but then I've just been like, oh, this is just kind of boring, because like, what, I'm not gonna like slide in and be like, thanks for liking my prompt.
And it's just like, it shows that they have a bit of balls.
Yeah,
like, I think I'd rather someone medium ugly with confidence than like someone who didn't and was gorge.
Yeah,
like, a message is obviously easier to, you're more likely to talk to them then. Like, if you just get a rose off a massive guy, what are you going to say? Do you have to reply then and initiate the conversation?
Yeah, because my picture of a rose.
Yeah,
turn
then.
An emoji.
Well, sometimes like they can send you a rose and then like say, I'll match with them if they're like exceptionally hot. And then they'll be like, okay, like they'll start the conversation then.
Oh,
okay. After I match. Get attention kind of, so you see it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
So they see that you've sent them. I think it comes up like your roses come up first, kind of. So say like, your roses are like the first few people on your Instagram stories.
Okay.
So you're being fed your roses first.
Okay.
And then you'll go through the likes next. So if you send a rose, it means that you like
really
to
like
up
them.
The top.
Oh.
Okay. I think. I don't know. Guys, I'm not a nice person.
So they get like priority, basically.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, right. They have priority over me.
We have to ask. I saw you went on a date.
Yeah.
We haven't asked you anything about it, so this is us getting the first time.
We need to be filled in.
Is this the guy you kissed? Yeah.
Yeah, this is the guy I kissed. He asked me on a date.
Perfect. Does he know you're going
to
be talking?
Yeah.
Yeah, he listens to the podcast. No, he listens to the podcast.
Hey, boy.
The podcast. I'm pretty sure, like, his friends listened to the podcast. Is that not? I literally was like, oh, my fucking God. No, like... Jesus.
No, that's actually such a green flag.
No, because I said, he basically was slagging me over the podcast. He was like, oh my God, like, you could have gave a bit more away. Like, you really kept it vague. And I was like, well, I didn't want like you to be like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Why
like,
were you? Yeah.
But like, I don't care. I know what your job is. And I was like, oh, that's actually such a green flag.
That is such a
Yeah,
because like, I know some guys are like
allergic.
Some of the guys text me on like Hinge are like, oh, am I going to like be a podcast clip now as well? Or whatever.
Okay.
I'm like, no, babe, you liked my photos.
No, like, you're not that important. Not. Yeah.
That they're sliding.
There's nothing to talk halfway. Yeah. Ugh. I'm like, there's nothing for me to say to that. Oh, no. Yeah, this guy liked my pic. Like, no.
Yeah, no.
Mm-mm. But, yeah, no. So, went on a date with him. It was really nice. Like, it was a good time.
Where did you just go?
We went to Lennon's Yard. I'll tell you what he did right, okay?
Okay.
This is like a... He did the first date really well and by the book. Like, okay. I reckon he went to a girl and asked a girl...
Oh,
what was the best way to do like a first date or the things to do, because he asked me on a date like straight off the bat. We weren't texting for long, like kissed on that night out, then like 2 days later he asked me on a date and I was like, okay, good.
I love that.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to text for a week, he doesn't want to pen pal, yeah. He wants to go on a date.
Yeah,
perfect. So asked me on a date straight away, organized it for that week, was like, perfect, I'm free these days, does that suit you? I was like, yeah. He was like, cool, I'm gonna organize it. He picked the location, he picked the time. Like, it wasn't me being like, so like,
where do you want to go?
Yeah. It was just like, took control. And I was like, that's hot.
Yeah.
Then we were supposed to meet at 8 o'clock. Obviously I had planned on being like 15 minutes late, because like, as you would. I get a text at fucking 8:20 and he was like, hey, what would you like to drink? So he was there, 20 minutes early. And I was like, that's hot. And he wasn't like, hey, like, I'm outside now. Where are you?
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
he was fine with sitting on his own for a while.
I'm here. I have a drink. I'm ordering yours.
Okay.
I'm arrive.
Okay.
I was like, that's hot. Then I walked in. The first thing he did was stood up, gave me a hug, and was like, you look absolutely stunning. No, like, it was so
He has a book. He literally has a secret code.
He knew what to do. I was like, you've either spoken to a girl, you've had fucking 100 girlfriends, or...
or do this every week.
Oh, yeah, you do this all the time. But I was like,
wow.
Guys, like, please take notes. Like, that's how girls...
But, like, that you're not even saying that in a sense that it's something that... is so unheard of or like hard to do.
No.
Like, they're the simplest things.
It's so ever.
And it's so attractive.
Yeah.
Because so many guys would be like, oh, like, yeah, are you nearly here? Will I wait outside for you? Like, and I'm like, just fucking use your initiative.
Like a child.
Like,
yeah.
Take control. And then after that, I'm happy to be like, if we go on another date, not saying we are, but if we go on another date, I'll be like, okay, I can pick now.
Yeah. Well, like, you know, he's capable of doing that.
Yeah.
That's such a big deal. Or like, he could have said, like, oh, I don't know what you wanted to drink. I thought I'd wait. Like, the fact that he texted you or not, like that. Men don't think of little things like that.
That's good.
Yeah. That's really fucking good.
I know. So I was.
Isn't it mad that we love
the bare minimum.
And we're like.
I'm so surprised how often that happens. Oh, with guys. Like, where they're literally just clueless.
Yeah.
Girls like when guys take control.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. You want to feel, I always say, I want to feel dainty.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to feel like I'm wearing the pants.
No. I've never felt dainty a day in my life. I haven't felt dainty since the day I'm born, probably, but I get what you mean. Don't worry.
Like, in your feminine, like, dainty. Like,
yeah.
I'll just show up and not have to use my brain.
That's all the girls want to do is just show up and you tell me a time, you tell me where we're going, you get me a drink.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Yeah.
And it was really nice. And then, obviously, like, he... paid. I got like one drink, but he like paid for all the rest of them and stuff. And I was just
and
like,
how does like a dr- I always I don't know I've gone for drinks on a day ever. Like, how does it end? Like, do you just like?
I was gonna say, no. Not that. That's what I do all the time, guys. I'm just saying.
But, like, at a dinner, you like it's different with dinner because you have your dinner, you're going home. But like, how does a drinks day end? I'm genuinely curious.
Like.
You just kind
well,
of
we
like,
were just right. hammered. Like,
yeah,
oh, were you?
We were both hammered. Because
you only had one drink or something.
No, she only bought one.
Bought one round.
Yes, better.
Sorry. Because I know like a guy should pay on the first date, but I think when it's drinks and you're getting...
different.
Like, it was rounds. I was like, can I just get
one
round? I felt kind of guilty.
Yeah. Like, not TikTok when they open the purse. Like,
No, because I do think a guy should pay on the first date.
I agree.
But like, usually it would be a dinner. So they pay for a dinner and then you go somewhere else and maybe you can offer to
get a drink or something.
Or something. Well, I don't know. I just kind of felt like a little
I did the same.
So did you stay in the one place all night?
No, we went over to Cafe and Zen after. And then like all of his friends were there, so that was fucking perfect. And they...
You had to meet them all? Like, or would you know them or no?
No, I don't know them at all. So I literally was like meeting all these lads and I was like, oh, hi. And I was like, well, that one's kind of hot.
He's the backup.
So yeah, I was fully like chatting to his fucking mates. I was like, what is actually going on? But I'm such a people person. Like, I don't care about stuff like that.
No, you wouldn't be.
Like, I was just...
That wouldn't bother you in the slightest.
No.
Stay out all night, like till...
Yeah, like we stayed out so... I don't even know what time we got home at.
Oh my God.
No?
No.
But success?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was fun.
Another date.
I like.
Yeah, we'll probably. Well, like, I'm going to New York now, so won't be.
Won't be this weekend.
I think it's nice to, like, not rush dates like that, though. Mm. And, like, if you went to see someone every week, it would go quite quick, I feel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice to actually have a reason to, like, leave it for
a week or two. But now I'm like, should I go on a date in New York?
Why not?
Oh my God, obviously.
I feel like I'm like...
Yeah.
I feel like I'm on a you bit of a like... To.
Would your hinge work in New York?
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. And so would Maya.
Yeah.
Oh my
Maya
God, yeah.
It'd be so
Maya
good in New York.
Vibe.
Oh, please do. For the plot. That's what we keep saying to you all the time. But yeah. Like, just for the plot. That would be a bit of crack.
That would be hilarious.
No.
Just be safe.
Just some like...
Yeah, I know.
Please.
Well, no, careful. I'm going with Ava, so I could just make her come.
Yeah, brilliant. Even better. On Hera and Ava.
I'm
yeah.
Going on the date. She's a lucky man.
Like, bring her on the day.
The two of you show up, he's like, two for one, dude.
I'll just be like, here, listen, you just have to entertain my friend. Is that?
Yeah. That's what you have to do. It's fine.
And be like, he's a fucking weirdo.
I can literally hear her say that. He's a fucking weirdo here. Okay, so date New York on the card.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe send us in people you see.
On thing, but I just start going up to lads and taking photos with them.
Fuck it,
like, here, I'm sorry, I need this. I'm doing research.
Yeah, yeah, I'm doing a research project for college.
Speaking of research, I need to do the list.
Okay. Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Kira has basically made a list compiled of stuff that men shouldn't do.
That men should, yeah.
Watching or listening to this, these are things that you should immediately stop doing.
Yeah. Stop doing this if you're on Hinge.
And like, because it's not your fault. Like, I didn't have
it's not your fault.
It's not. Like, I get it. Like, guys are probably, like, more awkward and they don't have as many, like, girlfriends or sisters or whatever. But go to, like, your girlfriend, your sister or your cousin
they know
or
best.
Something.
Yeah. And ask.
First of all, just ask them to get a nice picky somewhere. Like, it doesn't...
Go out with the camera.
Go out with Canon G7X. Mark I and fucking get a nice picky yourself. No, but, like... okay. I'll just start.
Yeah. Okay. I feel like I already know when you're gonna say.
Yeah. This is my first
no,
one.
No, group
kind of mean.
Picture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't put your good looking friend in your first photo. Oh, because
you're hoping it's him.
You hope it's him and then you scroll down and you're like, oh, it's not the guy that I wanted it to be. So now it's definitely
next. Already left.
Which is so bad because if I just saw you by yourself, I might have been like, oh yeah, he's handsome. But now I know that you're not the hottest guy in your friend group.
Okay.
Yeah. So like, no.
Just slide in, what's your friend's name?
No, literally. There was one guy that I was like, oh, he is stunning. And he was in like the first like three photos. And I was like, oh
this is him.
Him.
Yeah.
And then
I think some men do it on purpose to try and make girls.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh.
100%.
So you think that they know their friend is better looking than them. So I'm going to put them in the first few of my Hinge pictures. Like,
yeah.
Do you think they asked
our friend? I'm so strategic. Like, I would never in a million years put, like, one of yous in the first one of my Hinge photos. Oh, like, I just wouldn't. Sure. No, but I just wouldn't. Like, because it's just...
Girls always do a solo pic, though.
Girls
never have a... But men are, like, too cool sometimes to have a solo.
But then I'm also, like, some of the solo pics, like the mirror selfies, I'm like, oh, my God. Or just a regular selfie. I'm like, no, I can't cope with that either. So it is kind of hard for guys.
Yeah, it's a rock and a hard place.
I feel like if I was thinking of an ideal...
Picture for a man
would be like in front of like a tourist attraction where you had to get a picture. Like,
okay,
not, do you know what I mean? I'm thinking that, like the
because it's an excuse for a picture.
True,
and he's in a nice jacket. And he's just,
that's an excuse to have had one.
Like, I can just picture his arms and his pockets.
Yeah, no. But whereas if it's him, just like
the mirror selfies and stuff. Yeah. Also, what I didn't realize is, girls, I have fucking range on these dating apps. Like,
what does that
mean? Oh.
So I thought that only like a certain type of guy would be attracted to someone like me. Like, mm-hmm. I just would have said...
Like one
Like,
type.
I wouldn't say that I'm a universal type. Like, I'd say that there's some guys whose type I wouldn't be. All these like mad alt guys now, they're liking me and signing in. And I was like, wait, I'm the most basic bitch you'll ever meet. Like, surely you want like a more alt like date. But like these like guys with mustaches and all, they're like real cool and they dress real nice. And I was like, wait,
I think they low-key sometimes... Like they like people who aren't alt as well.
Yeah, yeah. I'm shocked.
Like
I'm
proper like bored of vibe.
Yeah. Scared I did.
But like, would you be into them?
Yeah,
would you?
But some of them are good looking. Like some of them, like I'm really into a mustache. I don't know. Like it's just a mustache on its own. It does something for me. But I think it's because all the gay lads have mustaches, and I'm so attracted to gay guys. So it's probably tricky.
That guy you met at that wedding.
Oh, Francis.
He has a mustache, doesn't he? Yeah.
He's the most handsome boy ever.
Gorgeous.
I posted him the other day as well.
Gorgeous.
I didn't tell you about the Italians.
Oh, God.
Do tell.
We're going to keep the Italians for
another
time. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, this one's pretty easy. A good slide in gets way more attention than just a like.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like, just think of something that's funny easy. To say, be nope. witty. Take your time with it.
Yeah.
You know, don't rush it. A like is so easy. I feel like a like on Hinge is the equivalent to a like on your story. It's like, yeah, okay,
no
I see
one pays
it.
Attention to that.
But like, but yeah, like I don't care.
What do you want me to do with that information?
It's like the same as a wolf whistle. Like, I'm like, wolf whistle?
A who?
Yeah,
a wolf whistle.
What's a wolf whistle?
A wolf whistle, like a man in the street.
That's just catcall. I've never heard a wolf
whistle. I've never had a wolf whistle.
Never heard of
a second, I...
wolf whistle. Yeah.
Never heard of a... call it that?
A wolf whistle in my life.
Calls it a wolf I'd call it a wolf whistle.
What?
No, it's a catcall. Yeah. Well, I'd call it a catcall.
Yeah.
But my mom would call it anyway.
Anywho.
Yeah, it's the same thing. It's like, I'm not going
to
do it.
Yeah, what do you want me to do about this? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. This one's actually important. Make sure that your mean to flirting ratio isn't off. Like,
oh
yeah, so some of them, I think they're trying to be funny by being mean. I like when guys are like kind of mean to me, like, is it not?
I don't know about that.
No, no.
From the get go, like,
oh, I don't even know.
I don't even know yet. I'd be really interested.
I'd be like, you're low key bullying me. You don't know me.
How no, you'd like a slagging. Like, you don't want a guy to be like, oh my god, you're so beautiful. Yeah. I love how you look.
That would turn me off more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want to be like, you'd want like a bit.
Like, there's okay, flirty
I need
banter.
An example, because I can take a slag, but like, if I don't even know what way he's saying and he's typing, I'd be like, is he just being a good
I'm trying to think of times. Graham was slagging me over bed sheets was the first time he ever texted me. I had Christmas bed sheets on.
Yeah, yeah, like, see, that.
And he was slagging me over that or something.
Yeah, that's fine.
And I was slagging him back.
Yeah, because it's not like that's actually fine. Insulting you.
Yeah. Oh, if they start coming in my DMs calling me a fat bitch or something.
Yeah, someone was proper like insulting me. And I was like, well, like, oh, we're not going on a date now because you're actually just being fucking mean.
Maybe I'm going to cry myself to sleep. That fetish thing where they love to...
Sorry, I saw a TikTok the other day and this girl walks up to this man in the park. She only is recording herself. She takes this sandwich bag of cash off him, turns, like, camera's still on herself and is like, yeah, you dirty fucking little pig. Who, like, you're a horrible excuse for a man and all. And he's like, yes, miss. Yes, miss.
And
yes, she, miss.
And he gives her the cash.
Gives her the cash and she walks away.
Yeah.
What?
You can literally just, like, be horrible to them and they just, yeah.
A guy offered to pay me to go on a date with him and he was a pharmacist.
Much.
Oh, yeah.
That's
how much
question.
Are we talking? No, I obviously like just exit, but I was like, I didn't know that this is like the level this that Hinge gets to.
Side of Hinge, yeah.
Okay. The last one is don't wear budgie smugglers. I'm just
who do what wear what?
Put them on their
budgie smugglers.
What's that?
They're just the most,
speedos.
Yeah, they're speedos, but they're so unflattering and they make your bum look so weird.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm just like, and even if you do have a massive langer, like, it just looks so bad.
It makes it look small, I think.
Yeah,
I think
it does.
Yeah, it looks squish-squashed into
no,
them tiny
No, it's not
pants.
Great. And I don't know, why they do it or why they
and
think
then and then put on Hinge as well. Fair enough, they do it, but like, don't.
They're
put it on
all over.
Don't
Hinge.
Take a picture of it ever.
They're all over Hinge.
You must think it's lovely to do that.
It's not. It just not. And they look mad. It looks like they shrunk their boxers really bad, and then we're like, oh fuck it.
Or found them from when they're five or similar.
Remind me of like pants.
Yeah,
like,
no, they're not.
The ones I wore when I was
when you were a child. Yeah. Like,
no, they give me the worst ache of my life.
Oh god, no.
So no budgie smugglers.
Okay,
no,
we can all agree on that.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Any green flags you've seen before we finish?
Just funny slide-ins. That's the funny slide-ins are the greenest flags for me. And like when they have like funny prompts, like good prompts that are like reliable.
Yeah.
And they reply to one of your prompts. And then like if you have a good prompt, then I'll reply to one.
Something good.
Yeah. So a solid profile really and confidence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Even if you're not confident, if you like faking it till you make it. Especially on text.
Yeah.
It's easier.
It's so much easier. Like,
100%.
Yeah. Just pretend like you are and then...
You'll get there.
Act the herb. Yeah. So you're in New York next week.
I'm in New York. Yeah, Thursday, Monday, and then we'll be back.
Okay.
So we'll be back then. We'll see you soon.
Okay, can't wait.
We love you.
So Red Flag Radar, which you will see live if you come to our live show tomorrow.
So fun.
We basically every week have red flags come in and we have to judge if they are red flags or not. Well, there are things that people think could be a red flag to judge. So the first one, his Snapchat score is through the roof.
See, sometimes this one can be a little bit like...
He's a social guy.
Yeah, and why do I feel like men still use Snapchat a lot more than women would?
Yeah.
I have it and I would very rarely ever use it.
Yeah.
But
my
I feel like
score is so low.
I feel like for men, it's yeah. I would have known men who used it like genuinely to like stay in contact with like friends or family
Yeah.
So I'd like to think that that's the way this is going.
They're simple creatures. They like something straightforward.
Do you know what I mean?
But I think it's known to be a red flag, but it does. It's case dependent. I feel
true.
But I'm gonna say red for some.
Yeah.
It's not a green. I don't know. Is it?
No, it wouldn't be green.
Because then we can't be double standard. If because sometimes you just have high snaps. If you're a social person.
Yeah.
You like
a lot of friends.
A lot of friends.
Yeah.
But then again, are we being colorblind?
I don't think it can be green. I'm going to say red and pretend that it's because he's sexing all the girls.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's go with that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Red. He only says, I love you after sex. Red.
Oh, red.
Why is he only saying it then?
Did we have this as a dilemma before?
I think so.
Like not that long ago.
Came in and we were saying, oh, he's only saying it when he's in.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Yeah, that's what it was.
This is red.
Yeah.
I don't like that. He needs to be telling you all the time regardless.
Yeah. I think it's if he's saying it as well as normal times. That's nice. But not just.
Not specifically only in this moment in time. No. After the ride, you say, I love you and that's it.
Yeah, that's unfair.
I wonder, are they in a relationship?
I know.
I'd like to think it's not the only time if you're in a relationship that you're getting the I love you.
It's like he just gets really overcome with emotion in that moment.
He's an emotional guy.
But now you should be emotional all the time.
Yeah.
I think it's a red flag.
If this is literally the only time.
If it's the only time.
I don't like that.
I think you could say that to him as well. Be like, why do you only ever say that? Mm. Even next time he says it, be like, why do you only ever say that when you're...
Oh, call him out on it straight away.
Straight away.
Yeah.
Because that's not... It's just going to make you think, is he there for the wrong reasons then?
Yeah.
You know?
Call out.
Last one is, he changed his password on his phone after I learned it. Red flag.
Red.
Yeah.
He might as well have just sat you down and told you, listen, you know my code now, so I'm going to go and change it.
And I don't want to see what's on my phone.
Basically. He might as well have just said, I'm hiding loads of things from you, so I'm going to go change my password because you found out what it was.
Yeah, we have to be blunt here and say that that's the case.
Love to know how she learned it.
I know.
That's real sneaky. I like.
Maybe she just got to know it from his finger.
The way his finger moved.
I wish I was that smart. Like, I know, pick up stuff like that.
Imagine someone sitting opposite you and they're putting their phone... their iPhone password in, right?
Yeah.
And then you have to sit on the other side and go like, right, his arm moved this way, left, this way, right. It must be this number. It must be that number.
Yeah. Someone really like smart could probably do that.
Oh, yeah.
That's a skill. I'd say red.
Red.
I'm going to go red.
Don't like it.
Yeah. So Secrets and Stalls, we have to answer every week some weird dilemmas. We love doing it because...
Love.
It's just, there's never been... really a repeat dilemma.
No, but I also love the fact that you trust us as well with our advice kind of thing.
Yeah.
It's nice that you think we are able to help. We hope we helped. We haven't ruined any lives. We say that all the time.
Yeah.
Do you remember how you used to always say we are not Bible?
Oh, yeah. Our first episode was called We're Not Bible.
Oh, yeah. God love
us. Oh, so young.
The memories.
The memories. This is today's Signature Stars. So I'm 28 and in a new relationship. We've been together about 7 or 8 months now and it's going so well. For the first time in my life, I feel properly in love.
That's very cute.
But I have really bad trust issues. When I was young, my dad passed away. I think that left me with a deep fear of important men in my life leaving. That fear sort of evolved into trust issues and relationships. I went to therapy over a few years ago. I really thought I'd work through it, especially during my single era when I felt confident and in control. But now that I'm in a relationship and with someone I genuinely love, all those feelings have come back up. I've been really open with my boyfriend about it and he understands and reassures me and he's never given me a reason not to trust him. Lately, I've noticed myself checking his Instagram following count and if it's up by like 2 or 3 people, I immediately spiral. My brain goes into panic mode and my first assumption is always that he's followed a girl better looking than me. I've never felt this way with any other boyfriend before. I think it's because he's so good looking. It adds a layer to my fear. Found myself scared that other girls will find him attractive and that maybe he'll find someone prettier, funnier, etc. And it drives me mad. He was single for about 7 months before he met me. He had dating apps and followed a few girls, which is all totally normal. But now that we're together, I hate that it still gets me knowing that he follows girls he once found attractive or spoke to while he was single. He's open with his phone. I can see his messages when we're laying beside each other and he's never hidden anything. But I still have this voice in my head that just won't shut up. I know it's not rational and I hate feeling like this because I'm so happy with him. I don't want to ruin it by projecting my fears. I don't want to be the girlfriend that snoops or questions every move. I want to be chill and secure, but it's like I'm waiting for the other shoe to drop even though there's no sign of it. So I guess my question is, how do I get out of its mindset? How do I stop myself from spiraling and self-sabotaging something that feels so good and so genuine? I don't want to let fear or insecurity ruin the best relationship I've ever had.
Oh, God.
Oh, that's so tough. I think you need to do therapy.
I was going
to
say, yeah.
No, I always
and I'm not even the first one to say it, but I feel like this is a therapy moment.
Yeah.
Definitely. I think the fact it's still annoying you that when he was single, he's still following those girls now.
Yeah.
Like, what was he meant to do? Like, go on and follow them all? I think that's unrealistic, is it?
I feel like if there was... I don't know, because you don't know from when them girls were followed as well. So it's hard, but I feel like her brain's just going into, like, the worst of the worst situations. Like
sabotage mode.
It's going in... Yeah, it's not even thinking rationally of, like, oh, them girls could be, like, friends, or, like, oh, like...
Yeah.
It's going straight to, like, he fancies them or fancies them.
More than me, yeah.
Yeah. And I think, like, there's only so much reassuring and things you can do, like he can do for you, you have to do the main thing for yourself, I think. And it's a really like deep issue, like, and I feel like if like it might push him away if you're like too saying it to him too much,
yeah,
about things. Like he can of course the person you love should reassure you, and he's so nice that you understand, but like if you were constantly like starting fights about it and this and that and he hasn't done anything, that will...
What can he do?
Like, end up putting things away.
So do you think this is something more than him helping her?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I think, like, therapy is going to be your best friend and just, like, talking out. And I think when you talk out to someone like a therapist, like, you nearly talk yourself into its solution.
Okay.
If you're like, I feel like when you say things out loud, sometimes you're like, oh, that's all I needed.
Yeah.
Not that that's the case, that it'd be that quick as just saying something out loud once, but...
Sometimes that
100% helps. Something that you can get help with and something that so many people do. And it's such a valid thing to have.
This isn't something that's uncommon.
Oh, God, like, no.
No way.
No.
Yeah. But, yeah, I do think it is something more than just saying it to him. Like, if he went and did all the things that you're finding non-rational in your head, like, if he went and unfollowed all those girls, if he, like...
It probably wouldn't actually help.
Yeah.
He'll keep... There could be something new.
There'd be something, you'd find something else in your head to self-sabotage yourself.
Yeah.
We don't want that to happen. You said it's the best relationship you've ever had.
But sometimes it's weird because it's when we're happiest that we try to sabotage it.
Why should we do that?
I don't, it's literally like a brain thing. I don't know what it is.
Our brain's just like, huh?
But we literally.
Get your back.
Literally. What? It's like when things are going too good or too smooth and he's too nice. Not easy to be nice, but like he's nice and you're like, wait, something must be wrong. Like, my brain's just going to think of something wrong.
It's fucking up.
It's a protection instinct and survival instinct that like it's trying to tell you something's gone wrong so that you don't get hurt because it's preparing you.
Okay.
That kind of thing.
It's giving you the heads up first kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah. But like there's nothing, it's not like she's getting an instinct. It's just her trust issues and anxiety. Yeah. But I think most girls to some extent have experienced this. Like it's such...
It's
so common to have a bad experience with someone or like...
And you do carry it through to other relationships, definitely.
100%.
But I feel like down the line, you might not carry them as much, but there's always going to be little traits of like when your trust was broken.
Always.
A little niggle of that in the back of your head. Because
once someone's done something to you or you've experienced something, like that's a part of you then. So like if you have... Not that you're going to live like this forever at all, but like anyone who's experienced ever something with trust or like anything in life, anything bad.
Yeah.
That experience is going to be in your brain and it's going to make you think, be able to think of more things or like spot things quicker or little things like that. But it's not always a bad thing.
Yeah.
As well, because it can keep you like aware and like, you know, kind of what to look for and things. But I think therapy would be the best thing for you. And just really while you still, like while it's fresh, I think it's a good time to do it.
Yeah.
For you. And like, you're so happy together. Like,
you want to keep it like that.
Yeah. I think now is a really, really good time. And like, even telling him that you're going to go and just, like, I feel like he'll understand that as well. Mm. And like, further reassure you then as well. Because I think it's nice to get that as well.
Mm.
But love you.
Love you.
And let us know how you get on. Please. Phone a friend. We get advice in. And then we ask the followers or the listeners to give some advice. And they're always... So good.
I love this. When they come in, we read them out. Me and Char genuinely do be sitting here going, that was brilliant.
Yeah, I never would have thought.
Like, they're so good at this. You're so good at it. Yeah, so this is this week's dilemma. I've been going out with my boyfriend for 3 years now and I'm in my mid-20s. I love him to bits. He is the perfect boy, but he never takes pictures of me. And when he does, it's very rare. I asked him why he doesn't take pictures of me and he just blanked me. He rarely posts me, and when he does, he just reposts from my Instagram story. It's never him putting up the picture himself. It really bothers me, especially as he does post on Instagram the odd time. Like, does he want to hide me? Is he embarrassed of me? I'm sick of repeating myself to him every couple of months. What should I do?
Aww. Wow. There's a lot of answers. You ready? Put him in the bin in capital letters. I was told the same 5 years on, and he was not posting and cheating.
Oh, I'd be so glad this is the only worry you have in your relationship after that long.
I feel like, though, I just got mad. Personally, I feel like it's quite a, I don't know. Depends on who it is. Some people have a mindset where they don't care about social media, but if you do care, which this girl obviously cares because she wrote in, then that is a big thing, I feel.
Yeah. If it's something that you care about, your partner should be aware that it's something you care about and want to make you feel better about it, like,
generally. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I agree. My partner literally never posts me. In fairness, he has about 6 posts on Insta, but I think it's just some people's thing and isn't others. That's fair. If there was a reason he wasn't posting you, he wouldn't repost from your story. He's not trying to hide you. It sounds like he's just more private.
Kind of is a little bit true. Like, if he has no problem, like, if you put up a story of the two of you on Instagram and he reposts it, I feel like I'd be more inclined to be a little bit more worried if he was never
if there was no trace.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I was tagging him in things and he was never reposting it, I'd be like, what is going on here?
Yeah, that's true.
I'm with my boyfriend nearly 6 years and this is him. Some people just aren't picture people, even if they post the odd Instagram post. If you're the type of person who takes a lot of pictures and posts regularly versus a guy who barely takes photos and posts 1 or 2 times a month or less, it's nothing personal to you. They just don't see it in the same way you do. I would also see this, that he's being more present and in the moment. It really isn't too big of a deal, but if you can't look past it, maybe if you ask him to take pictures every time you want him to, it will become a bit of a habit for him. But this may annoy him as it's clearly not a priority for him. Some men just aren't picture people and are a little more reserved. So you'll have to be willing to compromise, or else maybe he's just not the man for you. If it's for work or something else, then it's different. But if it's just for memories, you can capture them for you both.
I don't think this is personal. A lot of guys are like this. My BF of 5 years does be allergic if I ask for a pic. I feel like it's very different because I'm thinking of like me and Dano and I'm like, that's my job. So it's different, like, but it's nice to see like advice from people who isn't their job.
Don't be so vain. I love pics and selfies and I'd be posting the whole time, but I'd never expect it from anyone else. It's giving needy. Your relationship is between you and him, doesn't need to be plastered around. And if he shares your posts, he's clearly not trying to hide you. Very dramatic.
Oh,
ooh,
that is.
That one had a bit of spice in it, didn't it?
Cutthroat. Excuse me. Oh, I feel like if it's bothering someone though, that means it's, I don't think it's vain.
I don't think she's talking about if she asks him, will you take a picture of me in this outfit? I think she's talking about random.
Together?
No, I think she's talking about like just if he'd take a random picture of her out or like, you know.
Oh, like off guard?
Yeah, that's what I think she's talking about. I don't think she's talking about like, come here and take a picture of me here, will you? That's what I'm getting.
Oh, yeah.
Because that you have to ask anyway, regardless, true. You know what I mean? So I think she's on about if they were just randomly out together and he took out his phone and was like,
and
here.
Just randomly, yeah. If he offered instead of her.
Mm.
My boyfriend doesn't have social media, but I just know he hates photos and just gets so awkward at the thoughts of it. So if he's perfect in every other way, I wouldn't let this get in the way, as he could just be shy and like doesn't want the stick off the lads of, oh, so cute, etc. Yeah, Dano's. Everything me and Dana put up is in his group chat. Like,
I said it to
you, may as well copy and paste. Yeah,
I said it to Graham the other day about something. I was like, you were just afraid of getting slagged off the lads.
That, boys are, though. They are scared. They are.
God.
He may just be private and not post that much, but if you have communicated that's bothering you and making you feel a certain way, then there should be effort and compromise from your partner. People might not see the situation as a deal breaker, but when it comes down to him not fulfilling your needs and not listening or willing to compromise when communicating something that matters to you, that's what could ruin slash end your relationship. Good luck and please try not to let this affect your self-worth.
She's not a trophy. Why does he have to upload her pics? He's reposting. That's enough. She's insecure.
My boyfriend of 7 years is the same. He's not into social media, just not a social media guy, and that's 100% okay. we can get caught up with social media and feel like we have to post our relationships, etc. But at the end of the day, it's how we treat you in real life that matters, not online. That's true. If he's a lovely person, other than that, like something, there's some boxes that, sure, like a man can't tick every single box.
Yeah. Perfect. No.
If that is his only thing.
That's not, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think he's embarrassed if he's reposting from her posts. True. Like that side of it. Yeah.
Stop taking pictures of him. See how he likes it.
He probably wouldn't even know us, would he?
Yeah, if he's not a picture guy.
Would your future husband not take any pics of you? No. Dump him.
Oh, these are going to ruin experience
these
the next.
Cutthroat.
I'm like getting pulled. Like it's I know. War. I don't know what to feel. My boyfriend of 9 years is like this too. He doesn't take pictures of me and I don't beg him to. It's just not our thing. He really gets in pics himself and he rarely posts on Insta. There's so much more to life than posting things for other people to see. It's sad to think that just because someone doesn't post to you, you feel like he doesn't care. Try to live in the moment and be a bit more thankful for this perfect boy. There's very few of them out there.
Aww.
Yeah. Because if there was no social media, this wouldn't be an issue.
Yeah.
You know? But then again, social media is such a big part of today's life, so it's hard. Do you know?
It literally is our life.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I have the same issue, but my boyfriend has an iPhone XR, so I'd rather he didn't take photos on that.
Oh, a bad phone.
I don't know what phone that is. Oh, God.
My perspective, not good enough, should want to show you off. Get rid. My boyfriend's perspective, tell him how you feel. If he doesn't, get rid. Oh, okay. I've got a boy's perspective in there. Thank you. Confront him. If you get no answer again, then if that's not healthy, you should be able to talk about it. I agree. I
think yeah, say
anything you could be able to talk about after 3 years, especially like...
Yeah.
Defo.
Regardless of how big or small it is, if it's something that's on your brain, you should feel like you're able to share it.
To communicate, yeah.
And the last one we have then was, I was in the same boat, but then realised that wasn't his love language. Instead, he did other things like made me dinner when I was having a bad day, tops up my makeup or my skincare when I'm also out. Or when I'm almost out.
Aww.
He is so nice to my parents. Like he literally hoovers for my mom so she doesn't have to. Some lads just aren't into posting sappy things all the time. And it has a lot to do with peer pressure and not wanting to come across like a lovey-dovey lad. But they do love you and they show it in different ways than posting. It was a massive problem for me too. But when I realised how much he actually does for me and I made myself get over it and cherish him for all the things that he does do.
That's a lovely one to end on.
Yeah, that's a nice one.
That's so true. Men have different, like, or people in general have different love languages to each other. But
yeah.
When you learn that, that's I
it's like
that's
a
so
click
important.
Then and you're like, oh.
It makes everything so much better. Because I like gifts. But not just, I like any gift. Like a thoughtful, like chocolate bar. I got this from the shop.
No, like, she only oh like God. Me like Louis Vuitton.
Me want Louis Vuitton. And then Dano loves words of affirmation. So that we know that it's like, it's a good balance then.
Yeah.
Yeah. Guys, thanks so much for all your advice. Can send in any dilemmas you have, any phone a friend, advice. Sorry, the advice is given on the Instagram page, Home Drink Pod.
Yeah.
But if you want to send one in for phone a friend, put it in the caption or the subject line. And it's holdmydrink@goloudnow.com. That's our email. That's us for this week.
We have the live show tomorrow.
Live show tomorrow.
So it's going to be hectic from here on out.
A handful of tickets left.
Yes.
You can still grab them if you are having FOMO. Which you
I was going to say, yeah, you're absolutely going to have FOMO.
You're going to have it.
Yeah.
Seeing all the videos and all.
It was only a bank holiday last weekend. The weekend's rolling around again. Summer is here.
Summer is the time to say yes to everything.
Yeah. So tomorrow we're in Vicar Street. And then we will be back on Monday.
And we'll see you then.
Love you.
Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.